Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's the Breaking It Down podcast, an early morning with the rain coming in Los Angeles. I kind of feel like I live in Seattle. Yours truly, Mark Mancini. That Breaking It Down podcast, once again, as we tear it up, 347-205-9631. 30 minutes goes by quick. Archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcast, powered now by Mancini Media. As they lay that red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, my guest, I've interviewed her quite a few times, and I just love her dearly, and she's pushing hard to be a state senator. Lucy Volotsky, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. So nice to talk to you with this beautiful raining day.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you, if people want to follow you, get a hold of you, I know they will, how can they?
Well, the best thing is to go to my website. It's called Vote for Lucy, V-O-T-E, for F-O-R, Lucy, L-U-C-I-E.com. Then you'll get all the information needed, and they can even call me.
Well, okay, I'm 62. I'll be 63 in November. I don't want to push it. But I grew up with values. I grew up with please. I grew up with thank you. I grew up, if I talked back to my dad, soap would go in the mouth. I grew up with, you know, going to a Baptist school. If I did something bad, you go talk to the principal. The principal would read you a sermon in the Bible. He'd grab your ankles, and he'd swat you. Society today is kind of like an entitlement. It's almost changed a certain thing. We have lost words in this society, and I'll bring them to the forefront. Accountability, communication, loyalty, respect. These are lost words today. You've grown up with these words, but somewhere along the line, they've kind of filtered off a cliff. I'm not saying everybody, hasn't lost these words, but it seems like the majority has lost these words. Am I on to something, Lucy?
Oh, definitely. It's the same thing like I grew up. I grew up with a family of 10 children. I have 8 brothers and 1 sister. We have a very good value in our home, and respect it was number one. Love and caring to each other or caring to others. That's how we grew up. We have very similarity, but I think the last 40 years, that's what I saw, everything is going down. The respect is out. The kids has more. The reason it's me, and you are nothing. But I think a lot of times it's happened in our school that they take away the parents' right at school. And the fact when they talk to the children, say, hey, if you decide to do something or you want to be your own you, whatever the decision, your parents really don't have the right on you, especially when you turn 12 years old. You can make your own decision. If you feel uncomfortable on your own home at 12 years old, we can take care of you. Just let us know. And we can take you and to be another place, another home, whatever, but we'll be giving you the chance who you want to be. But the thing is, what they do, they take the whole responsibility of the parents, and this is where the kids become messed up for themselves, not to do the right things, and they lose the value, what is very the nuclear of a family. And I think it started to be in the education in our school.
Yeah, and when you look at it, we grew up with, you'd have dinner, everybody would be at the table, everybody watch TV, you do your homework, you go back to school, you'd play with the neighborhood kids. Now maybe the cost of living is driving 2 parents to work, so it's kind of hard. Kids are raising kids. But at the same time, the parents maybe are looking at the schools to help raise their kid. We have a lot of problems today. We just got through the pandemic, now the mental health thing. And, you know, the whole thing with the pandemic to me as I stand here and break this thing down with you is it's funny how the government can take us and try to force us to take shots. saying it's for your well-being and everything. But yet, being born in this country, the government didn't knock on my door and tell me, you know, before the pandemic, hey, how you feeling? Maybe, you know, you want to get a physical or something? But, boy, they can push the shot down my throat. Same government that, you know, when you look at it, cigarette smoking and drinking are bad for you, but they don't say anything to that effect because it's a money-making thing. But, man, oh, man, the shot. Any thoughts on that?
Oh, definitely. This mandate really killed a lot of situation, like a business especially. And, you know, when the government start to really to come in your home, like you say, and to tell you what to do, and especially it's against your rights. And if you think properly that, you know, if, like we talk about COVID. COVID, we knew, it happened. We know it was not a good thing, but if they will do the right proper things, give the medication on the right times, like they had on hand, that will never be a problem like that. But they decided instead to put them in the hospitals, getting $30,000 per person more if there is a coming up in the hospital, and, of course, forcing the people to have the shot. And what happened, that a lot of businesses closed because small businesses, they couldn't operate. And they let the big bucks like Walmart and Costco, it was not a problem. But we had more people going in Costco than Walmart, maybe just a little store or a little restaurant. And you see, this was, I think, the way for them to destroy our small businesses, because small businesses is the backbone of the economy, and if they don't own the small businesses, they cannot control. They want a home. Let's see, how can I say? They don't want to have small businesses because they can't control the people. Most small businesses, they cannot control as much because we are very powerful. But now it's we're losing everybody. Everybody's losing. The middle class is fading because of what happened during the COVID, the close of all the stores,
right,
and everything. It's terrible what's happening. It's terrible.
Well, and not only that, Lucy, what I like about you is you stand for something, and you've got that drive. You've got that determination. You know what you want. You block out the negativity and just look forward. We talked about this before we came on the air about it's never the goal, it's the journey. Sometimes in life, what you have to do is you got to just keep pushing and pushing and pushing, but you're working towards what you want to do. When I look at what you're trying to work towards is you're up against a liberal state in California, and you're trying to change it in a good way for yourself and for a lot of people. Do you feel like it's a David versus Goliath thing, and you're almost like David trying to conquer Goliath? Because it's a feel-good story when you stand there and get to where you want to get to. You will get to. Any thoughts?
Yeah. Well, yes, definitely. Well, when I decided to run for office, first of all, because I saw the decline of the small businesses because of all these regulations, and our children failing our schools and the crimes. And this is what's happened. And like you say, it's fighting the Goliath. But the thing is, if we get to talk to people, because even if you want to look at it as Republican, Democrat, Independent, everybody want to have a very peacefully life. They want to be very successful. But along the way, they lost track what's happening and how, sadly, the liberal, we have good Democrats out there. It's the leftists, it's making us losing the track for the success of the people. And when we talk with people with sense and common sense, this is how we have to act. Not to scream at each other, but to have a conversation. By my experience, again, so many people say, Lucy, we love you because I'm a Democrat and I'm going to vote for you because my sense of thinking and doing things It's not to point the finger, but to become successful and to talk, to come back to the reality, to bring our value back and the peace between us. And people love that. They love this kind of thinking. And I think I'm on the right track for that for the future. At least every day when I talk to someone, if I can change people's life one life at a time, it makes a big difference for me.
Well, not only that, getting into the trenches, tackling the issues that people might think about, we're always afraid to ask. Let's start with the crime issue. I was always brought up, and we talked about this earlier, that if you walk in a store or something and you steal something, there are repercussions. Some countries, you'll lose your arm, if you steal. Here, we've seen it. Guy goes in, robs a store 9 times. 10th time, the store owner shoots the guy, and now the store owner's the bad guy. Well, if he robbed you 9 times, he's not coming back for the 10th time to actually pay for that candy bar or steal something. So now the guy takes the law in his own hands, and he gets, in trouble for it. Hey, rehabilitation's fine, well, and dandy. After 3 strikes, man, it's not working, and something needs to be done. People buy, expensive homes in the hills. They spend a lot of hard-earned money. Sometimes they work day and night to get to where they are. The last thing you need is some, lowlife to come in there and start robbing you. And nobody does nothing because they figure, the guy, and if it's right, how come they're not robbing you with the 12-foot high a wall there with all the security around the place? Why aren't they living with you? Why are you sending them out to the suburbs so they can rob some of these hard-earned people? And there needs to be some repercussions to these things. There need to be accountability, and they need to be held accountable. Any thought to that?
Well, we have to bring a law in order. When they really defunded the police, it was the number one wrong things to do. They thought they were doing a good thing, but it was wrong. And by the way, the three strike law is still there, but they don't do anything about it. No cash bail. And all this stuff that in the past we had, for these criminals to be able to stay behind bar, they don't, our system, the justice system, they don't respect that. They said, okay, go back, be a good boy, but they are not good boy. They need more than
right.
that. They have to stay in jail and to pay their due. They're coming back, and it's even worse, more crimes, people get killed. This week, I couldn't believe it in a day. Something happened at the mall in Macy. Something happened around to JMAX. We had one kill on Partinia. Lady, she was killed in a car.
Right.
It's endless. There is no law and order. But until we don't have the good things here in our city, like a good day, like we... Gascon, he didn't do nothing good for anybody. They thought, like, maybe you can do a mistake one in your time of your lifetime. You have the time of redemption maybe once. But when it's a repeat, that person needs to go in jail. And they said the jail is full. And I'm always calling, talking with people they serve in the police department. And that's not true. The jail, they are not full. They should be in jail and pay their crime, because I'm going to become the victim, but after that, I'm not anymore the victim myself. I try to
right.
defend myself. You cannot even defend yourself, because you can be accused to be the bad guy, and they can fine you for $18,000 if you want to attack. This is where we are right now. The good people can... The good people cannot defend themselves. That's it. They don't want
It's amazing how they change the rules on the fly. They create the gray areas, and we've seen this. Even if somebody robs you in your own home, at 2, 3 in the morning, he's not there to play cards with you. He's not there to pick you up and go to work. He's there to rob you and harm you. And when you take the law in your own hands and you shoot these kind of guys, now the questions are, well, was the guy turned on you? Was his back towards you? What are we dealing with here if the guy's in your house at 3 in the morning? That's the things that which I don't understand. If you're letting these guys out on the streets and they have a rap sheet a mile long, they're trying to survive. They're going to do whatever it takes. And if they wipe you out, oh, well, be it. They just handcuff the guy, take him back. He gets out, like you said, no cash bail, and this is what we got. So the laws need to change. You need to vote these guys out that should have been out a long time ago. George Gascon should have been out. I don't understand how he keeps, you know, getting past the system. They voted him out, and all of a sudden they go, well, I don't know, maybe it wasn't right, the ballot thing or whatever. He should have been out. He's not a good DA, and that's how the problem is. You have to vote these guys out. The immigration thing is a big one, Lucy. That governor in Texas is sending them all over the place. He said, if you want these guys in, we're going to send them to California. We're going to send them to New York. We're going to send them to all your sanctuary cities. And he's pulling no punches, the governor in Texas. Any thoughts to that?
Oh, well, more than that, I don't know if you heard that 700,000 people, illegal immigrants, recently, they're getting health insurance, free health insurance, that a lot of people, like when you reach, once you're 60 years old, you pay $1,000 to $1,500 a month for your health insurance. What about that? You know, that's terrible. They give them free phone. They give them money, a monthly with a credit card, free health care, free rooming. They give them free. What about all these people? They're working so hard for a minimum salary, and they try to survive, and it's all illegal immigrants coming in. What for? We don't have room. We don't have space. We have 180,000 homeless in the street. We spend California $20 billion the last 6 years for the homeless. We are 20 to 30% more of homeless on the street. Something is wrong here. Where is the money? And that's why, like we're talking about Prop 1 is on the ballot right now. Newsom says, we all agree, Democrat, Republican, Independent, we're all on the same page. That's a fall. It's a lie. And that this Prop 1 cannot pass. And they use the veterans. And the veterans are not stupid. They are not going to get anything. Where the money is going to go again? Until we don't have new people in Sacramento or the federal level or even the city level, nobody should vote for any taxes for right now. None. It doesn't matter what it is, because we pay back, and we pay for the people. They're all illegal here, and they don't even take care of our homeless. That's just what's happening. This has been years. We have to stop this.
Right, and what's happening is they're pricing them out. 10 minutes left in this great interview with you. You know, more and more are coming out here. I think they're coming more or less in the East, Midwest, head west, young man. With you don't have to freeze, and you know you don't have to battle the elements of the weather. So they're coming out more and more in droves. They're coming out to the suburbs now more and more. And the problem of this whole thing is they're starting to ruin some of the cities that we kind of grew up in, to the point where trash is on the street, defecation, all these things that, you know, it's kind of like a barbaric type of setting. And I'm saying to myself, what is going on? People pay $3,000 rents, you know, maybe $4,000 rents. Case in point, over there near, the promenade and everything, the Rams are coming in over there, and you got these high-rise new apartments going up. They're expensive. But yet, a half a block away, you got people pushing shopping carts, Lucy.
I know. But, you know, until, like, this is all about what's going on in Sacramento, the people, all the laws, the law that they're passing. By the way, if you look at how can you write 3,000 bills in a year, and they, and Newsom just signed a little bit, I think 920 bills in a year. What is all these laws? We don't even know what they're writing down. We don't even know what is our law. If it's something else, we turn around and say, oh, this is a law. Since when? We never heard about that. We don't hear anything. Everything is closed door. They do their own laws. And this is what's happening. That's why this is the reflect in our streets, because nobody knows behind the doors what's happening. And these gangsters and the criminal, they took over in our street and our life. And I don't know who's the audience with you. And I pray God that doesn't matter who you are, because as an independent Democrat and Republican, we cannot look at it this way. It's your life. It can touch your life. Any one of you can be touched one day. And you come and realization, what did I did? Why I didn't stood up? Everybody has to stand up. Everybody, a little by little, we can change things around. But until people doesn't agree to the same page, say, hey, we have enough, we kind of grab it together, nothing will change. But I'm fighting. I'm a fighter. Even I'm alone sometimes. I just go, and I do what I need to do,
well,
you know?
Well, here's the thing, and I've always said this to myself. The minute you give up on a dream, the minute you give up on something, you feel like I've put too much into this, it's not working out, a guy with a shabby jacket will sit there and drop two quarters in the slot machine that you've been dropping change in for years. You'll look over your right shoulder or your left shoulder and realize that the guy just hit your whole jackpot. So that's what keeps you going. That's why you can't give up. On the last thing I want to tackle in the 5 minutes we got with each other, and I cherish this interview tremendously because I love you dearly.
Thank you.
We grew up, and I grew up with, you know, the man and the woman. Now we have all this other stuff going on in the schools and stuff like that. I don't quite understand it. You know, I know what I believe in, but, you know, it's kind of mind-boggling. To what's being taught in the schools today. Any thought to that?
Oh my God. We need to bring back to the basic. I'm telling you what they're teaching the kids. We are like the 47th state behind. So California used to be one of the most important states for education, entertainment, everything. It was a dream for people coming in California. Right now, people want to move out of California. Then something is not normal, because this is, they always said it's the best weather. California is, you know, I grew up, my dream when I was little to go to California. Nobody dreamed right now to come to California, what's happening. And in our school, education, it's last. The most important thing they want to teach the diversity, equity. And we didn't have this problem. People respect other people's view, who they are, but not to implement that to our children. The kids have to learn basic. If they don't have the basic starting point, this is what has become a problem when they grow up. Then they feel behind. They don't feel as much for them. They are very intelligent still, but they didn't develop their skills. And this is what we're missing right now. They don't let the kids to develop their skills, who they are. Instead, they implement what they should learn about, like I said, diversity, equity. And again, this is wrong. Then we have to – school choice is number one. If we bring school choice, the money will follow the child. And that's become like a business. Then the parent will put the child where they want the kids to learn and to be prospered for the future, to be better for a better human being. But right now, it's not possible. Everything what's happening in our school, it's awful. When we have to push school choice. When it's coming in the ballot, hopefully for 2026, I hope people will go all for it. You know,
well, and not only everything. That. in less than 5 minutes now, and probably the last question, we can elaborate on this. With the same-sex marriage and everything, man and woman produce a kid. If you have the same-sex marriage, you're not producing any kid unless you're adopting or something like that. So now you're limited in the growth. You're limiting the growth of new babies being born to expand the horizon. Am I right or wrong?
Well, yes, but I think there's something even worse than that. It's when the transition of a child, a 12-year-old, that mentally they are not developed as an adult. You know, they are very intelligent, but their thinking is different. It's then to let the child to do the blocker as a male or female. It's, again, they do the destruction for the future to have a child. And this is what it's we, like you said, the gay people, you know, I respect them, but of course they cannot produce. They have to find another way to adopt a child. And also the transition for the 12-year-old, for a boy or a girl, it's not acceptable. They should wait at least a certain age, 18 years old, to be more mature before to make that decision, because that can change everything. Angelina Jolie, if you remember, she always said her daughter, she says she's a boy. Look how beautiful woman she is. You
right.
know, it's just like to tell you the difference. You know, you cannot let a child make this kind of decision. And this is where the school come in and take your child away. And it's the law. If you are not accepted that the child can do the transition at 12-year-old, then they can take your child away because they call you an irresponsible parent because you don't care for your children's future. Really? And this is where all the destruction about to grow, to have children and everything, it's all changing.
Yeah, kind of funny because I always thought the government's supposed to work for the people, not the other way around. But that's a story for another day. Hey, let everybody know how we can push you to get in there because I really like to see you as a state senator. You are great. You got a drive, and it's installed in you. It's in your blood. It's in your DNA, so you can never give up. It might take a little longer, but I definitely believe in my heart you're going to hit it, babe.
Thank you. But I just want to let the people know, doesn't matter what side you are, the aisle, doesn't matter to me because I'm going to serve everyone. For me, you are people, and I'm going there for the people. And I want people to reach out to me, and I want to have a talk with anybody who is open to have a talk, a cup of coffee. I'm willing because we need to change things. It's for the future for every one of us, for everybody's children. And my children. Then they can reach me again at Vote for Lucy, VOTE4FOR, Lucy, LUCIE.com. And I'm telling you, I'm returning the phone call. I'd be willing to talk to anybody if he's open to talk to me. We need to win this for the future, for all of our children and for yourself right now. And everything's about taxes. It's a no because it's coming out of your pocket again. And it will cost you a lot. It's up to you, but it's the choice of the people.
Wow. And as we end this conversation, and you can catch this archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. Lucy, I'm going to send you the link after. And I can't wait to do this again with you as we start to tackle more issues as we push the envelope to get you as a state senator.
Oh, definitely. Let's catch up like maybe in a couple of months from now because I have a lot to say that I didn't talk about yet, but I'm going to be under general and I'm going to win this.
Well, and not only that, hey, I might be with you on your campaign trail, man, helping you out there. That's what it's all about. Money comes and goes. Relationships are priceless.
Yes, I know. Thank you. I can't wait to see you soon and say hi.
Yeah, we'll definitely
get
a cup of coffee. I definitely will sit down with you. I'll make a point of that sometime in the month of March, I promise you. She's Lucy Volotsky. She's running for state senator. Yours truly, Mark Mancini. Have a blessed one, and catch that archive version and support her. We love her. Till then, have a blessed one. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.